This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. After 9/11, one New York family wanting to escape the palpable fear in the city decided to look for a simpler, safer life. 5 years later, the family has found some peace in rural Maine. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, they also discovered that you can only shield yourself from tragedy so much.
Paul Couline had always dreamed of living near the ocean in Maine and opening up a restaurant. He's loved it here ever since he sailed up Maine's coast as a high school kid from Connecticut. But married with three children, a mortgage, and a career as a broker on Wall Street, the timing never seemed to be right until September 11th. Couline was working on the 26th floor of the World Trade Center when the first plane hit.
If you looked out the windows, all you saw was a waterfall of burning fuel, you know.
A trained firefighter, Couline hung back to help a coworker and didn't panic himself until he felt the building shake again when the second plane hit the other tower.
Now you feel like almost hunted or like something's coming after you. You know, I wasn't hanging around.
Couline was about six blocks away when the tower fell and streets went black with smoke and dust. He called his wife.
I remember I was in this bar downtown and I remember telling her, I said, maybe we should just buy that restaurant up in Maine. I mean, you know, it's, all of a sudden you lose 30 friends in one day, and it's like, wow, you know. And you realize that if you have something to do, if life is, then just do it, because it could all end tomorrow.
So within months, the Coulines were restaurant owners in Maine.
The restaurant was an old apple barn that is still part of a piece of property that's like 200 acres or so.
And we bought frying up a bacon and eggs breakfast on a lazy Sunday morning in Maine. Couline points out a picture of Couline's clam bar.
We kind of opened up the whole floor plan downstairs and put a huge circular bar down there.
And Paul and Liz Couline built a homey kind of casual place, all in keeping with the small town feel that drew them to Maine. There's a simple quality to life here in Falmouth that reminds them both of the world they grew up in.
I mean, people leave their keys in their car when they go to the supermarket. I mean, it's crazy.
It's a lot of those little things.
No one beeps their horn up here.
Right.
You know. Or even, you know, you paint your house and the guy at the supermarket who you don't even know says, oh, your house looks nice, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I'm tired. I'll go back to bed.
For the Couline kids, 12-year-old Jack and 11-year-old identical twins, Katie and Bridget, life in Maine means more laid-back days, doing things like horseback riding, ice fishing, and running out the kitchen door and across a field to check out a friend's new kittens.
Hey, buddy. He's so cute.
For a while, the Coulines were living their dream, but it wasn't for long. Life would soon hit them in the face with the kind of pain that made even September 11th feel like no big deal.
I mean, you could take 100 Sep-11s. It's not as bad as when your kid's sick. You know, anybody with a sick kid will tell you that, I'm sure, you know.
And I mean, she's sick.
3 years ago, when Bridget was 8, doctors found a tumor in her spine, and then the problems kept coming. She's now got a pacemaker to help her heart, an oxygen tank to help her breathing.
I mean, we've been in cardiology, oncology, neurology.
Endocrinology, pulmonology, right.
I mean, she goes to Chicago for one thing. And
as taking care of Bridget became a full-time job, the Coulines were forced to sell their restaurant. Then, unable to find other work in Maine, Paul Couline ended up taking a job back on Wall Street. 5 years after deciding to flee New York, hoping to evade the dangers of the city, both he and his wife have learned a sobering lesson about their power to protect themselves from harm.
I mean, there are only so many things that you can really control. You know, it's just the randomness of life. I mean, that's just the way life is. Things are going to happen anyway, no matter where you are. I mean, you can't be anywhere that you're completely protected. There's no such place.
You might expect them to feel defeated by the whole thing and burdened by his weekly commute to New York. But the Coulines are relentlessly sanguine about their lives.
I still consider ourselves lucky. I mean, people are like, well, how do you do the New York Maine thing? And I'm like, you have no idea where I've been. I mean, if you come from what we already went through, it's actually a piece of cake compared to what we had, you know.
What Couline went through has also made him less afraid to be back in New York. Having seen that bad things can happen anywhere, he says, he's no longer looking over his shoulder for terrorists. Tovia Smith, NPR News.